Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is royalty free, Willie.
I don't like those ones that have lyrics.
Did you tell Colton he can come get his gimmick?
Yeah, I'm gonna have it all set up for him, ready to go by the front.
I gotta give you some money. Oh, give him like a 20. Let's like what's like $20?
Probably
for taillight cover.
Yeah, if he can find a matching one. If not, he's probably gonna have to get new lights. I mean, literally $50 at the most. If he has to get all new lights. But hopefully he can just find a cover.
He'll find a cover. Yeah. You know he had a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's what he'll do. He'll take your 20 and go find one for $3 or just go take one for
$1. Or just grab one off the job site.
Yeah. Or maybe we should call him and be like, hey, Colton, but it's not. Lummy, like if you
Let's
put
call
a
him up.
Like
we haven't talked to Colton in a long
time.
Like
if you put a piece of tape on it. Like, it's just crap. Like
well, the problem is it's not Colton's.
Yeah, it's his, uncle's, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
If it was Colton's, he wouldn't care.
Yeah,
but
it's his uncle's, and he just borrowed it for us.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Let me get Colton on the phone here.
Colton.
I got him listed as Colton. Let me see. Colton. Here we go. Now, Blitz, have you, looked at what a replacement taillight cover is?
Oh, I mean, I've bought them before, both the covers, full sets. I mean, I've got all kinds of trailers. I've had the trailers, so. And someone asked if he was invited to BARP. He is. We need to make sure he knows.
Yeah, I'll make sure he's invited to BARP.
No ring, but.
Hey, it's Bubba. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? What are you
Hi,
doing?
Colton.
I'm well. I'm doing very well. I'm actually sitting around doing nothing.
Perfect.
And getting paid.
Correct.
Well, here's the deal. I got good news and I got bad news.
Okay.
The good news is you're invited to BARP this year. I wanted you to know that, yes, indeed, you are invited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And then the bad news is I cracked the taillight and the cement mixer.
Okay.
And so I was going to leave like $20 or $30 for it because they cost like $10, $12. For a new taillight cover, and so is that okay?
That's perfectly fine, Bubba.
Okay, no big deal. So, and you can put a piece of tape over it. It's not even like it's not like it's cracked beyond repair. But I just wanted to let you know I hit it and I cracked the taillight on it.
Well, thank you for letting me know. It'll be okay.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give Lummy some money to give to you.
Where are you napping at today, okay. Colton?
Where are you napping at today?
I'm over here in like the Shoy Acres, St. Pete area.
Just dropping off stuff and then hiding for a while?
Yeah, and my last drop-off included a 2x8x12, just one of them, a pack of nails, and some caulking, and that was it. And I have one more run to do today to delivering some baseboards, and then my day will be done.
Man,
sounds pretty sweet.
You got a pretty sweet gig, don't you, buddy? And now you can just fucking hustle all day, can't you?
I can fucking hustle, do what I need to do. I forgot we can cuss.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was like, whoa, Colton, calm down.
No, hold on. Yeah, do you just fucking straight hustle all day looking to flip shit?
Yeah, in fact, I pick up a motorcycle vest. I had Tuttle go and pick up a motorcycle vest for me over at Daytona that I'm trying to resell. But if anybody needs a motorcycle vest, I got one for sale.
Well, like, Bubba's not in that game anymore.
What do you mean motorcycle vest?
A leather one?
It's like a, yeah, like a leather Harley Davidson vest.
Well, hold on.
With assless chaps?
Is it used?
It's a Bubba Army one.
I do have a Bubba Army one for sale as well. But you don't want to wear that one out. You might get shot.
Yeah, a lot of motorcycle clubs don't recognize that as friendly deal.
Yeah.
Lasker told me,
yeah, I wouldn't be putting a fucking rocker on that. That's what makes you a motorcycle club. I'm like, I'm just putting the state. He's like, that's called a rocker, and that'll get you a shot.
Yeah.
So yeah, nobody would buy. Nobody would buy them.
Was claiming.
Nobody would buy them. Fucking got. I still got those fucking state patches back there in the back.
You got boxes of them.
Fuck. Anyway, Colton, that cement mixer worked fucking beautiful.
I'm glad it worked, and thank you so much for the invite to the party. I'm going to enjoy it so much, like I always do.
Now, hold on. Somebody told me that you and Lummy are going to get into a business where you guys buy these cement mixers and rent them out for the day.
I'm thinking about it. I know my company, I offered them to buy it, and they thought about it, but then these dumbasses say that they'd rather just rent it for $50 a day, so...
But sure. I mean,
then you don't have to store it. Upkeep it.
That's true. But think about how many cement mixers, Blitz, we could keep out front there. We could have 6-7 of them out there.
Oh, that's what we need.
Now, when they rent them, do you have to drop them off and go pick them up?
Yeah, drop off and pick up.
But Colton's already going to the job sites anyhow.
Yeah. Oh, so you exactly. Just yeah. So now, so what do one of those things cost? Use like on Marketplace, like a decent one.
I think about $600-$800.
It's about that.
All right, so $600-$700. So for like, 10 rentals, 15, it's paid for itself.
Exactly, and I'm going to try to pick it up for, $200-$300.
Yeah, Colton does not pay fucking retail on shit, do you, buddy?
No, there's some used ones out there.
Hell no.
Do you still got your Chick-fil-A racket going?
Oh my God, yes. And the lightning been winning, so I get even more.
So hold on, the lightning win, and when did the lightning win? What do you get?
You don't know about this?
No.
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so if you have the Chick-fil-A app and the lightning win a home game, it's got to be a home game.
Right.
They win a home game by the end of that game and before midnight, so typically you have like, 2 or 3 hours to claim the reward, and you get a free sandwich, no purchase necessary.
Now hold on, but you got to be up like at 10 o'clock on a fucking Tuesday, buddy.
Well, it's hard for you guys to do it, but for someone like me that, sits around at work all day.
So hold on. So you're just waiting for home games, and the minute the fucking game's over, you're down there trying to get your sandwich?
Well, yeah, you
claim it on the app.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But then you could buy it. You got, probably 30 days to use that coupon or whatever?
Yeah, they give you a certain amount of days.
Oh, no, hold on. So you're saying...
You claim the coupon.
I could literally set my alarm blitz just to go off, at 10:30... 10:40, because their games are done by 10:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And you find out the score. If they win, then you go to the app, and then you claim. You don't have to use it that night, do you?
No.
Just claim the coupon.
Now, hold on. What if you got 30 days? What if they won, 6-7 times in 30 days?
You got a whole meal. You probably can only use one at a time, but Colton's just going to drive through again and again and again.
Yeah. In fact, I saw Kevin Hazel at Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't think Kevin uses that shit. I don't think he does.
Kevin's paying for it. I'm in there getting the freebie.
Yeah. I hope he uses points. That motherfucker would have like 8 million points. He lives at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
When Tyler gets done watching the games, you can have him click on yours.
I used to take the receipts from when Kevin used to bring in Chick-fil-A to the BRN. Mm-hmm. I would take those and scan Kevin's points.
Now, are you familiar with the Fetch app?
Yes.
I'm up to a million.
I'm sorry.
What's your code?
What's my code on? By the way, go sign up for Fetch, FETCH. It's an app. Shut up, Lummy. I gotta give the fucking stuff out.
Oh.
Go get the Fetch app. It's FETCH. It's an app. And then once you do, use this promo code. Now, Lummy, come in with the umbrella. Yippee yo!
Umbrella Hawaii.
Umbrella Hawaii 27AA.
Umbrella Hawaii 27
Alpha
AA.
Alpha
Alpha Alpha.
Umbrella Hawaii 27 Alpha Alpha. There you go. So Colton, Colton, how many points do you got on Fetch? I got a million.
Honestly, I don't know my Fetch. It hasn't been working for me. Mm. My Chick-fil-A though, I have 60,000. But Bubba, I got kind of a hot story that happened to me recently.
Well, okay, go ahead.
So you know how we do people's homes. So what we do mainly is we do insurance work. So we'll go in and someone, their house flooded. We go in and cut the drywall 4 feet up and do the cabinets, the floors, drywall, stuff like that. Everything's four feet and under.
Like flood,
Surf Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. So we do that. So we were doing someone's home recently, and we go there, and the one bedroom is kind of filled. And this is, I'll tell you what I see in the bedroom. I see a kiddie pool. I see a ring light, like one of those lights that like Janessa used to have, like the big purple light that she had in front of her.
Hot tub twitcher.
Yeah.
And I see some toys. And nonetheless, I found this girl's free campsite.
So you're in there doing some water damage on the house, you know, service pro Willie. And yep. you being kind of familiar with the Twitch game and the hot tub deal, cam girl willies,
being
you
nosy fucker,
being a nosy fucker, and
exactly you being see, a nosy fucker.
Now is she in there camming, or she just got the setup going?
She's got the setup, but upon my research, because while I'm in there, I'm looking at the pictures on the refrigerator. I'm looking at the degrees on the wall, stuff like that. So I get her name.
Degrees then, on the wall.
Yeah, you're looking. You're doing some follow-through intel deal.
Snooping.
Yeah, doing some modern-day snooping, but not actually snooping through stuff. Just observing.
Yeah, just observing. Okay. You know what's publicly displayed there, or I should say,
the drawer was already open. Might as well dig through.
Might as well dig through and get those panties and start sniffing them with those fucking goofy teeth of yours, right? Hold on. After it's all said and done, did you fuck her?
No, I didn't fuck her, but we're in the works. I'm talking with her.
Ooh. And do you
he's
probably
3 months in on her OnlyFans.
You probably does she got OnlyFans?
She has an OnlyFans.
And does she
Are
have
a subscriber?
Does she have Twitch?
Months. No, she's not a Twitcher.
Well, what's the hot tub and the light deal for?
Probably OnlyFans.
That's for her website, her adult website.
Oh. Yeah. Now do you feel comfortable in giving us her information?
No, I'm not going to give out her information.
Yeah, because you know the Bubba Army will ruin it for you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll cock block you like a motherfucker. Now, you know what, Colton? We've not had a Colton pussy report in a while. Like, you know, when you were at the show, remember it was Ashley's friend's sister or some bullshit. Yeah. You were fucking her for a while. Like she was pretty hot.
Leg mittens. Or leg fucking earmuffs.
So, my earmuffs.
give us the state of Colton fucking.
So I have the one in the works, the one that I have, the snoop or the OnlyFans.
We'll just call her Cam Girl.
Okay, so Cam Girl's in the works. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been a complete follow through yet.
Right.
I have a Hooters follow through. I met this girl at Hooters recently, and that's been a follow through. That's been a good one.
Now hold on. So you met her at Hooters.
Yep.
She's a Hooters waitress.
How old is
Correct.
She?
And how old is she?
27.
27.
That's your age, right?
Right. Not mine.
Yep.
27. And is she hot or kind of, you know, like, be honest?
I'd say, like, she's not like a Hooters 10, but, I mean,
She's a Wing House 6?
No, better than that. Stronger than that, but not quite, you know, the nicest, hottest one in the building.
Right. Big ass, kind of, you know,
Big ass, brunette hair, probably just
She get high?
Average, nice, gets high, of course.
Yeah, but how about the fucking? How is she on the fucking?
Oh, it's great fucking. That I will say. Great fucking. I keep forgetting I can cuss. She'll let me, Bubba, she'll let me put her upside down, put her on her back. Oh, my God. There's a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Fucking Colton almost nutted on the description.
So you put her upside down.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So you got the cam girl, which you're working on. You got the Hooters, which is a done deal. How often are you fucking a Hooters girl?
Hooters, that's just started, so it's been like, you know, once every 2 weeks or so. That's just getting started. It's only been twice so far.
Now, is she like just want to be fuck buddies, or does she want like more than that, or what?
I'm thinking just fuck buddies, which is good, but I have another girl that's wanting to be more than that. This is my last one, the same girl that's been on my hook for a while. She's more of a homely girl, but
a homely girl.
With her,
she's
more homely.
Bowser 108, thanks for the raid.
She's, what'd you say, Blitz?
I said Bowser 108, thanks for the raid.
Oh, thank you for the raid. I'm like, You blur. I couldn't even understand what you were saying. You're so fast. Thank you for the raid.
But the homely girl has money, so that helps me out. And the homely girl.
Hold on. Hold on. The homely girl, is she kind of a sugar mama?
A little bit. She's a little older.
That's what Colton's
than
looking
me.
For.
A little older. How old?
She's in her mid 30s.
Gross.
Mid 30s kid.
No kids.
That's
married. Married.
No marriage. She was in a serious relationship, but I think she was engaged, but that now done.
All right. So where do you stand with her? Is she wanting to play like fucking, like, you know, like, is she wanting to have like a full-time relationship deal?
Yeah, she just got her own apartment, so I think she's wanting to do that.
Right.
Oh,
and
she
got it. Gonna happen. Bubba, I met her while she was cheating on her Beyonce.
Her what?
Her Beyonce?
Beyonce.
What's a Beyonce?
Beyonce.
A singer?
A singer.
You mean fiance?
Yes, her fiance.
You called it Beyonce. You know that's a woman.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Beyonce's a woman that I also don't like.
Well, now, why wouldn't you like Beyonce? She's great. Everybody loves her.
Yeah, Colton. Colton, everybody loves her.
Everybody
yeah.
loves her. So now, Colton.
What's wrong with
while
you?
She, this woman is cheating on her fiance, you meet her. Where do you meet her?
We had sex previously when I was working for you.
Hold on. So you'd already fucked this girl?
Correct.
Had?
Yes, had. And then she got into a serious relationship, and that lasted a little bit. Well, not really. She came back around.
Do I know who she is?
No, I don't believe so.
Mm. Now you guys are back on it. Now is she like? Are you guys back on it?
Yeah, we're back on it. It's going well.
Is she throwing cool. like My the rela- is she it. Is she throwing out the relationship shit? Kinda.
Yeah, she is. That's
did you, but did you tell Doug? Hey, Doug, listen, pops. I met her while I was while she was fucking around on her Beyonce.
Oh, they're cool. They don't care if I get a relationship or not. She's the one that's all relationship lovey dovey.
Oh, she's all love story on the deal.
Yeah, my parents could care less.
Yeah. Now, so they've met her, I assume.
Yeah.
Now, when you say
you're fucking her in their house,
Tuesday nights, Bubba. Tuesday night she comes over.
Oh, and spends the night.
Correct.
Yeah, they watch Kevin's Law together.
Every Tuesday.
Now, do you get to? I mean, do you fuck her there at the house?
Yeah, I do.
I know, but like, do your parents hear?
Of course, they're in the next room.
I'm sure they could hear. I mean, you got to keep it. You can be quiet about things.
How about your sister?
What about the chick that likes to throw her upside down and stuff? My parents hear that.
Now, what about your sister? What is she doing?
Yeah, with the jugs.
My sister, yeah, she's actually she's got like a boyfriend that she's full time with down in South Tampa.
Oh, is she? But she's all about the gold, is she not?
Yeah.
She's a gold digger?
She's all about the gold, is she not?
Is she pretty hot?
She looks good.
She looks good.
Her sister?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, Colton? Like, I got to think that you really, really are digging the cam girl, because she's probably the hottest, but she's probably the most unobtainable.
Yeah, I would agree. But I don't know. Right now, I'm good with just what I'm doing. I'm working. Well, I'm sitting around and making money while doing it. And I'm not wanting to spend that money I'm making, so I'm kind of cool with just...
Now, how much are you on... Hey, last time we talked to you, you had like $35,000 saved. How are you doing on savings now?
I'm doing well. I try to save a good amount.
Are you over 100K yet?
No, not quite.
Not quite?
I'm working on it.
He has no bills. He drives his dad's truck and lives at home, man. That's awesome.
Are you on crypto
I did buy the truck off him.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, because I'm beating it to shit out here using it.
Are you on any crypto at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm always listening to Kevin and seeing what he offers or what he's saying and taking his ideas. I got a little crypto. I probably got a couple thousand in crypto.
Right. Okay. All right. So you're now,
that's good.
And now, I think that you may have waited too long to buy your house, buddy. Because I mean, the fucking housing market is.
Tell me about it.
I think you and Blitz waited too long on the housing deal.
Yeah, well,
Blitz been talking about buying a house
for 3 years.
What's that?
I'll just stay at my parents for 3 more years.
Oh,
and the market will still be going up in 3 years.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm thinking it's got to bust eventually, doesn't it?
Not according to Kevin.
I don't know, man. I got to think. In my opinion, this is just strictly my opinion, Blitz, you can tell me. But I'm thinking we're headed for an 08 readjustment I'm thinking.
Unfortunately, I'm kind of hoping so.
Kevin doesn't think so, just from all the people coming here.
I know.
He's hoping it doesn't because he's...
Because that's the position he's playing.
Right.
That's his position.
Right.
But
the way they finance compared to 2008 is way different.
What do you mean?
Trying to get a loan through a bank
right.
is impossible. Back in the day,
I did hear this, Blitz. Half of the 2008 problem was that they were giving every motherfucking
buddy
a loan.
Most of the 2008 problem was, yeah. Right. If you could walk in and be like, hey, I work part-time at McDonald's. I want a $400,000 house.
We're
going
to pre-approve you for a $425 Willie.
Yeah, and then you could have got like two more houses, too, at the same time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
did a balloon payment on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're a little bit stricter on that. So maybe that won't, bust it as much. But, Colton, what the fuck? Your parents ain't bitching about you. I mean, do you give them... Oh, you don't give him anything. You don't even take him to dinner, do you, bud?
I've been doing a little things more often now that I'm getting a little bit more money in my pocket. I've been helping out a little more.
Do you miss us at all? Or you're like, man, I'm so fucking glad because Bubba was a cheat. You know, I hope you don't know that I didn't pay you very much because I can't afford to pay. Nobody makes a lot of money here. You know that.
No, I completely understand.
Only Blitz makes a lot of money here. Millions. That's it.
Which is good. But no, I completely understand it. There's money to be made out here, and I needed to make some money to try and save up for this house. That's all. I miss the job. I miss the people. I miss the Bubba Army. I miss all that.
All right. Well, we miss you, too, and you're one of the very few that have left, and we miss, and you're welcome back at any time. You and Chaz and Pantera. And I mean, there's probably a bunch. I could probably go through the entire list as to who's welcome back.
You're coming to the party, right?
I am coming to the party, awesome. So thank you so much again for that.
I know, I didn't get a ring for you this year. It cost me a lot of money, but I probably should have maybe got one now that I cracked your taillight. So sorry.
You're okay, paying for it.
Do you have a ring?
I have two and a half rings, I believe.
And a half?
No, well, he got that jobber ring.
The first year.
Did you ever get a real? Did you ever get a real ring?
I have two real rings.
Yeah, he did.
He's got two fucking real rings?
Yeah, he was here for quite a while.
Wow, Colton.
He got 1 year, 2 year, three.
See, the jobber ring was supposed to be exchanged for the real ring, right?
Well, he had to keep it.
And now the jobber ring's more rare.
Yeah, it is way more rare.
Because I think the other two guys might have lost theirs. So I might have the one of one.
No, there was three manufacturers and only one in existence, what makes it even more rare.
Okay.
Yeah, you have one of three, and the other two are gone. You're the only known copy of it, buddy.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
So anyway, hey, listen.
Colton's is it worth more? I'm going to sell it.
I'm going to give Lummy some cash. Oh, you know what? You want me just to – can I just Zelle you some cash?
Yeah, you can do that.
Or PayPal you some cash?
Whatever's easiest for you, Bubba. You can slap it onto the damn mixer with a piece of tape for all I
can. No, I'll Zelle or you're on Zelle, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. I used to pay you with Zelle when we did $199. So I'll send you some money today for that lens, okay, buddy?
Thank you so much. I'm glad it worked out for you guys.
And it's
it I saved us.
Yeah, that was very cool of you, Colton.
Yeah, and we could have never mixed that shit by hand ever.
Fuck no.
So
yeah, when I heard you guys were mixing it by hand, I got a hold of Lummy ASAP and said I'll make that job easier for you.
We love you, buddy.
Aw.
Thank you, Colton.
I love you guys as well.
See you, buddy.
I miss you, Bubba Army. Bye, Bubba. I love you guys.
If we don't talk to you sooner, I'll see you at BARP, okay, buddy?
Yes, you will. Thank you, Bubba Army. Right. I love you all.
See you, Colton.
God, I love that fucking kid.
No, he's a good dude.
I love that kid.
The best.
I really wish I could have afforded him, you know, but I couldn't. Hey, it looks like you guys might hit an employee bonus for November.
Woohoo!
Ah! Sweet.
Yeah. We keep digging. Anna, are you going to do, can we get at least one more Flapping Gaps by the end of November?
I talked to Tara. She can't do this week. We're going to try to do next
then
week.
No, it's no.
Well, if we get it in on the 29th.
We only got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week.
No, only Monday, Tuesday.
Only Monday
and
Tuesday.
If I can get
we're
it in
fucked.
Maybe on a
we're fucked.
Okay. Well.
God damn it.
You're mad at me?
Kind
of. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I tried.
But I keep getting this thing on my phone. It says up that it's because of some bad browsing. It's
your browser's out of date.
I don't know. I'll tell you what the fuck I'm tired of. I'm tired of all these back end like YouTube and Facebook and all the shit, the back end dashboard that you got to go to. Mm-hmm. They're like, now you need two verifications. So you're going to sign on. Then we're going to text some motherfucker.
Yep.
It's like, come on, man. The fuck? Is that also Zuckerberg's fucking Meta bullshit?
That's not, no. That's secure. I get why they do it. It makes a lot of sense, but it's a pain in the ass for like what we do.
Yeah.
Especially since we probably should change all our passwords again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, it's not a big deal. I just off the air, I'll tell you.
Did we get attacked?
No. There's just some stuff I saw that I was like, I probably should change that.
On my end or our end?
On our end, not you personally or anything.
Oh, you're talking about business wise?
Yeah.
Oh. Great. No,
it's nothing, but just.
Is it Benny's fault?
Yeah, it definitely is Benny's fault.
Fucking Benny.
Fucking mm-hmm. Benny.
Fucking Benny, stupid fucking idiot. Yeah.
I do love Benny. Is he gonna be able to make it over?
No.
God dang it. How about well, you know Joe from the West Side's gonna be here.
He better be.
West Side.
For everybody that's in town Thursday for BARP. I know I'm way ahead, but we're gonna do a little get together at Tate's, and then Friday's Bubba 199 and then
Saturday's
BARP.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blitz and I have a meeting on Monday about something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're full steam ahead on, you know, kind of getting ready for BARP.
Yep.
I got to take I think Big Red is going to be here on Saturday with Travis.
Oh, we'll hear him. All right.
And I'm going to try to lay, Blitz, I'm going to try to lay out the Hall of Fame wall.
Okay, cool.
And work on that.
Awesome.
Lummy, where do we stand on the Napa mic and the 3D printing? Do you know, buddy?
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at you, no matter what the answer is, buddy.
I was talking to Napa Mic today. We were doing an update. Well, Northern Heat Air AC Refrigeration does not respond, so I don't know about him. Cable Dog.
I'll message him today.
Apple product is old. And Scout hasn't given him anything, and then Unsavory, same thing. He's talking to Napa Mike. So
this sounds like a real fucking nut puller.
So we're working on it. I got to get with Cable Dog about his Apple product.
And you know what, Lummy? I don't know that I say it enough, but I really appreciate because you handle all of this other bullshit too,
mm-hmm.
and I don't thank you enough for it. And all I do is fuck with you.
Oh, I just try to keep it off my plate.
But I love you, buddy.
But I do try to.
Keep you up do on keep it off my plate to
me,
the point
me
where
me and Lummy have therapy sessions sometimes on the phone for like 2 hours.
Lummy, have I been bad lately to you? Have I freaked you out?
Be honest.
No, not at all. I just with this, I know it's a big responsibility, so I just want to make sure it gets done. And you know, I'm talking to Napa Mike, and we're just, you know, obviously time keeps clicking down, and then you got a problem with, you know, that the program is out of date and
how
Cable
many,
Dog's out
how
of
many,
fit, so.
How many have submitted their stuff?
Well, Heather was did, but hers didn't work that well. So working on that one. So three are finalized.
Are you saying three are finalized and done and printed?
Like, yeah, he got everything done. It's Airtight, Iggy, and Shivering Business Nis.
Now, if Iggy can fucking figure it out.
Hold on. Those three.
Yeah.
Well, Shivering, he's a brain surgeon.
Well, yeah, first of all, Shivering's
the same
brain. Yeah,
he's
a brain surgeon. So, Blitz, take that back.
Okay, fine.
He is a brain surgeon that will bring a 12-pack to a party, but still.
He'll bring a 12-pack because he bought 24 and 12 are already gone.
And Airtight is a fucking, I mean, you think that he's kind of an older guy from the West Side, but the motherfucker is a goddamn genius.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
And
no, Joe's awesome.
And then Iggy's just Johnny Military. I get shit done, I gotta
get
it.
He's too busy at the gym to fucking worry about his phone.
Yeah, but anyway, so I got Airtight, Iggy, and Shivering Nisbiz says this.
Yep.
What about Bubba Light? What about Scout and Big Gulp?
Light took a picture, but it wasn't, so he was waiting for his correct to come up and kind of help him with it.
Scouting Big Gulp, nothing.
Nothing.
There's... How about Landers?
Scotty, he just got a brand new phone, so he's figuring it out.
I think it's. How about Cable Dog?
Cable Dog, Apple phone software. Here, is bust too out old that, for that
fucking book of excuses. What the fuck?
How about Unsavory?
Unsavory.
He's too busy building cabinets for IKEA, so he can't work his phone right now.
All right, what about Wizzy?
Wizzy's phone was a little too old, and her like neck and chin didn't work on the picture. So Napa Mike is going to get with her because he's in Atlanta right now, and he's going to try to take it in person.
And what about Jamie? He's just missing in action.
Yeah, Jamie never answered my text when I sent him all the stuff. And
I don't know that we can send a picture of Elwood because he's no longer with us.
Well, we saw pictures of him, though.
But I don't know that you can...
You can kind of do it.
This is going to be so fucked.
Working on it.
Big Red, so he doesn't have to build a shelf of 15. Just put a hook on the wall.
Well, I was going to say, even on one or two of them, if it worst case scenario, Napa Mike says we can scan it during that week of the Hall of Fame party for maybe a couple of the people we can't get done.
We have to paint them.
The week of the Hall of Fame party.
Hold on, we got to paint them. And then we now do we have to put them on a piece of wood that John was going to make, or do they come?
We probably need to like get one and give it to John if he's going to do something with
it. I need whatever one he's got done. I need.
Okay.
So need like as soon as I can.
Yeah.
So because I got to see how I'm going to present it and how I'm going to frame it up and I mean what it's going to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a bunch of shit I got to do.
I'll get with it because he made like two or three different. Airtight ski poles, testing out the different colors on the gold. So I'll see when he gets back in town if maybe he could bring one of those over.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can give one to John.
I just need one that's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that way I can give it to John, and Blitz John can figure out how we're going to letter it up or how do we have to put it on a piece of acrylic or do we have to build a stand for it?
Probably need some base.
Some motherfucking base. Honor, are you okay?
I think so.
I don't think you are. I don't think you're doing well.
I didn't
well.
Sleep at all last night.
Why don't you leave? Why don't you just take on out of here and go home? And I don't say that. And we're going to be done like in 10 minutes.
All right.
And I don't mean that like in a disciplinary type way. I just mean it in like, we got you, babe.
I know.
We got your back.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
There's some stuff I have to take care of here. But yeah.
Are you okay?
Tyler's back.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't sleep last night. I just couldn't fall
asleep. Tell Tyler to get to fucking work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Edit, bitch.
Get to work, buddy.
The fuck?
Gone since 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
Doing shit.
Edit, bitch.
Tell him your dad's not mad at him.
Your dad's pissed.
Connor, I'm not mad at you at all, buddy. We'll talk about it, okay?
Because
I want to talk about what you texted me, but I don't want to say it on the air, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
Don't worry, he's not mad.
Where's Hootie? I'm not mad. He knows that. Where's Hootie Who been?
He puts his headphones on, and all he hears is you say you're not mad. And he's like, "Oh, what happened?"
I'm not mad.
No, I'm not. Now, I'm not
why did
I'm
Hootie not. Who? Why did Hootie Who flip? Why did Hootie Who flip the fuck out?
Because he didn't have his wife.
Or flake
he doesn't
out.
Have his wife's oh, shoes
well,
or pills.
Yeah, well, it is soccer. The essentials. Soccer practice, and then the last soccer game on Saturday.
Should we kick Hootie Who out of the Bubba Army royalty deal?
Oh, Hootie.
Why?
He first of all, he tried to fight you.
Think about all the shoes and he'll destroy.
And then he tried to fucking disrespect. He got thrown out. Blitz, he got thrown out of a 199 for fucking getting up in your grill.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was supposed to show up to 199 with an offering to make better. No show.
Well,
the
rule was if he didn't have it, don't show up. And I mean, to his credit, he didn't just show up and not have what he needed. So I kind of appreciate that.
All right, cool.
And he qualified. I mean,
okay, no problem. No problem.
I don't know why I'm sticking up for Hootie Who now. But I mean, whatever. I don't have a problem with him. So
me either.
Big Arms 101, 1,000 bits.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, tomorrow's our last day.
Yeah.
And we'll do an after show, on Facebook and YouTube for an hour, and then we're gone. But I might be here on Saturday.
Okay.
With the boys doing some shit to the project. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, I might just jump on. So Blitz, if you could just leave it, can you teach me, Blitz, on how to go one screen, two screens, three, or is that pretty complicated?
I can teach you, but it's not easy. Okay. It's not hard. It's just not easy either.
Well, can you just, when you leave, can you just leave the default screen being the microphones in the studio?
Like the four like it is now?
Yeah. Well, no, because you're in there. Cause you, so you,
oh, yeah, no. Yeah, the four with the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do that.
And that can just be the default?
Yeah, I could, so it would be like
if I'm by myself, then I'll just be
like
one.
Like that right there.
Yeah. If I'm by myself, then I just got three empty deals. If I got somebody with me, then I'll have them fill in. But I might just jump on, and I know how to jump on.
Okay, yeah.
I got to hit those two buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just, you know, make when you leave it tomorrow, you just make it so that I can jump on the way I know how to jump on.
Okay, yeah, I will.
So, Anna, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to Johnny B's house.
Boy, that really sucks.
Why?
Because, fun there.
Well, because if I can just be honest with you.
You want me to cut ties with all the people I met at Cox?
No, but I mean, I got to think that I'm pretty fucking important in your life.
You are.
Very important.
You are.
And my family invited you to come enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to Johnny B's instead.
Well, we've done this tradition for like 4 years now.
What time's Johnny B's?
5.
Oh.
I'm getting there early to get fucked up with him and his girlfriend.
Getting fucked up with Johnny B.
Getting fucked up with Johnny B and not going to Bubba Clem's.
Mm. You mad at me?
No, disappointed. Maybe hurt even.
Oh.
And Blitz, are your family getting together?
I think so. I'm not really sure.
Does your brother bring all of his kids?
Oh, no, it'll be, if we do something, it'll be at my brother's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So your mom and dad and you will go to your brother's house.
I believe so.
Anna's doing turkey and cocaine.
Hell yeah. That's combo.
How are things over there?
Not good.
I've heard.
Yeah.
And I can say it over here because there's not a lot of, there's nearly 1,000. But,
yeah.
And Blitz, you know that all the local radio guys watch us. You know they all do.
Of course.
They know all of our numbers. They know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So anyway, I've heard that it is an absolute fucking shitstorm over there.
It is.
And I heard it's a shitstorm some other... There's three total places.
I've heard there's some other things that are going to go down.
Yeah, I've heard that there's some other things going down. Because you're a fucking... I forget what he said. Because you're a fucking...
But no, I don't have it.
I heard there's a couple other sex tapes that are coming out.
Yeah. I heard there's some stuff happening over there.
I heard there's a couple other sex tapes that are coming out.
You know, you should be very happy towards Mike because this is the... I mean, this honestly, like, Mike gets syndicated because of this.
Buddy.
If this phone call goes as well as it could potentially go today.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes.
And I pick up 4 or 5 classic rock stations from a top 8 radio station ownership group.
That's big.
And I nail it, because I will. I'll nail it for them. And then a year from now, everybody's going to be like, fuck, but we need to put Bubba on. He's been off regular radio now for 6 years. He's paid his price. Give him a fucking chance. That's how shit works. Hello? Hello, it's Bubba.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Hootie?
Motherfucker, I will rip that fucking basketball hoop out with a fucking chain and drag it down the street. Even though I didn't even have a hand in doing it.
And you wonder why Blitz
kicked me out of the fucking bar.
I don't know why I was sticking up for this guy.
And you wonder why, you know, I might want to throw Hootie out of the cool club. He comes back with me. He comes back with me as I will rip out your goal with a fucking chain and drag it down the road.
Drew grabs that reward for 1,500.
You're supposed to say hi, how are
well,
you?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean.
Are you on pills? Are you on pills or something, bitch?
Not the good ones like you. I mean, I gotta, you know. But wait, I heard my feelings going to kick me out of the, you know, the boys. I mean,
what are we working here? What are we fucking? What are we fucking doing, Blitz? Are we working here? What are we doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
What business are we in?
What business are we in?
Can't make jokes anymore.
What's going on?
I thought we were working.
We are working, motherfucker. We love you. We really don't want to throw you out much.
I'm showing up anyway. You can't throw. I mean, I'll show up and you know, hop the fence.
He knows I know how to get around there.
Drunk to hop the fence.
Blitz will be like,
he'll impale himself on top there.
Blitz will be like, I think there's some shit behind the over there by the storage place. There's some shit moving around in the fucking cattails. Oh no, it's just Hootie in a ghillie suit trying to get into the fucking party. Hootie,
bring him back to the house or something for a day or two.
We love you, Hootie. Of course you're invited. Just get your shit together, buddy, okay?
It's a lot to ask.
I'm trying, man. I would have been there Friday, but...
Yeah,
last night of fall soccer, and I'm coaching both the girls' teams, and parent nice. Shit.
Blitz,
you know what I mean?
It's like the Bad News Bears. Your coach is all fucked up. He doesn't even know what the fuck's going on.
You got kicked out of a game. It was like a 5-year-old's game.
Hold on, Hootie. You got kicked out of a 5-year-old game?
I was asked to leave.
That should be shocking to absolutely nobody.
I was asked to leave. How did that go, buddy?
It was kind of funny.
The referee and I were just, you know, we had a little bit of a, we just didn't see eye to eye on the play calling.
Yeah, and did you get up on his fucking grill or something?
Well, he was like 12, so.
Hold on, the referee was 12.
Yeah, and you're cutting
fucking promos on a 12-year-old.
Well, he's a dumbass.
Did you tell him that, you fucking little 12-year-old? You missed a call, you stupid fuck.
Kinda, yeah. That's kind of what. Yeah,
and did the 12-year-old's dad get involved? Don't fucking talk to my kid that way, you fucker.
No, they just. I still have a hard time passing the annual background check with the state.
He threw the clipboard. And
he says, I can't even really be a recognized coach because I have a problem passing the background check with the state. Hootie, that's why we love you. And Big Red said, don't you fucking touch my basketball, Cole. I'll kill you.
Yeah, it's finally fucking straight.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And Blitz, soon our pavement will be perfect as well. And then I'll get it lined up and we'll fucking have a game or two. I promise. Ooh,
promise?
Promise.
I'm going to dunk on it. I just want to come back over and hang out with you guys.
Well, come back over, you fuck. You're the one that doesn't come over.
I know. I'm but I got a few weeks. I mean, so maybe we can catch up for, you know, the holidays.
When's the last time you got some ass from your hot wife?
This morning.
How was it?
Quick, because she had to go to work.
Did she say make it a quick one, Big Papa?
Well, we've been together 16 years, so we understand that, you know, she says she's got to leave by 6:30 and it's 6:17 and you wake up with a big, you know,
big boner,
blue vein throbber that you got to,
get relief on that deal, don't you, kid?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, fully relieved, Hootie. I appreciate your call. You're not getting kicked out of nothing and you're not going to drag our fucking basketball goal down the road with a chain. Okay, buddy. Uh-huh.
All right, man. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Hi, Hootie.
See you.
Bye.
Fucking weirdo.
He's great.
Fighting with a fucking 12-year-old.
Yes. And then he can't stay and plead his case because as soon as the authorities come, he's not a recognized coach because he can't pass the background with the state. That's why we love him. Oh. There you go. How about let's get the fuck out of here?
This is
basically our Thursday, is it not?
Sure is.
Yeah. Let me watch Yellowstone if you can, buddy.
Okay, we'll do.
Bye.
I feel better.
Thank you.